Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the Anti Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of God's Word. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on this evening. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion today. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Yeah, we're going to have, just give me a second. Yeah. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 48. Did I read that? Psalms 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situations, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the side of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her places, in her palaces, for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled in a way. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ship of tarnish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go around about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generations following. For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our God even unto death. I have just read you Psalms 48 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now.
Amazing grace. Always be my soul of prayer. Oh, it was great that brought my liberty. Calvary.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we confess right now. We repent. We ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight, God. Father, I come right now, God, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity, God, to study your word, God. I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to open up our understanding, open and work on our minds on tonight. Give us a clear understanding, God, of your word on tonight. I ask you to let me decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase and minister to us on tonight, God. Move me from this flesh, God, that you may use this vessel, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you on tonight, God, to just change this atmosphere, shift this atmosphere on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just give you praise on tonight. We give you glory on tonight. We magnify you, God. We glorify your name on tonight. I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to just bless everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, and bless their and cover their families in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Then I bind the strong man up tonight, God. I bind up the strong man in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled from our lives and from this on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll be so careful right now, God, to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight to just give God the praise and give God the glory on tonight. We're going to get ready. We're going to start reading chapter in Judges, chapter 8. Chapter 9 and chapter 10. You know, on those every other Thursday when we have our Bible class, we have three chapters. So we're going to start reading now on chapter 8.
Amen. Chapter 8. Judges chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said unto him, why hast thou served us thus, that thou callest us not when thou wentest to fight with the Midianites? And they did chide with him sharply. And he said unto them, what have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning of grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage Abiezer? God hath delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Obed and Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison of you when their anger was abated toward him when he had said that? And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and 300 men that were with him, faint yet pursuing them. And he said unto him of Succoth, give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thy hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, therefore, when the Lord have delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into thine hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of wilderness and with briars. And he went up thence to Penuel and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered him, and as the men of Sukkoth had answered him. And he spake also unto the men of Penuel, saying, when I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their host with them, about 50,000 men, all that were left of all the host of the children of the east, and there fell 120,000 men from that drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in the tent on the east of Nobi and Jogbeha, and smote the host, for the host was secure. And when Zeba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them, and they took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and discomfited all the host. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned from battle before the sun was up, and caught a young man of the men of Sukkoth, and inquired of him, and he described unto him the princes of Sukkoth and the elders thereof, even 70 men. And he came unto the men of Sukkoth and said, behold, Zeba and Zalmunna, with whom ye did abrade me, saying, are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thy hand, that we should give bread unto thy men that are weary? And he took the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness, and briars, and with them he taught the men of Sukkoth. And he beat down the tower of Penuel and slew the men of the city. Then said he unto Zeba and Zalmunna, what manner of men were they whom ye slew at Tabor? And he answered, and thou art so weak, so were they. One resembled the children of a king. And he said, they were my brethren, even the son of my mother, and the Lord liveth, if ye have saved them alive, I would not slay you. And he said unto Jether, his firstborn, up and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, rise, thou, the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose and slew Zeba and Zalmunna and took away the ornaments that were in their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. And Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that ye would give me every man the earrings of his prey, for they had golden earrings because they were Ishmaelites. We will willingly give them, and they spread a garment and did not cast therein every man the earring of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides ornaments and collars and purple raiment that was on the king of Midian, and besides the chains that were about their camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod, therefore, and put it in his city, even Ophrah, and all Israel went thither and whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house. Thus Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted their heads no more, and the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare him a son. His name was called Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age and was buried in a sepulchre of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned against and went a whoring after Balaam, and made Balaam-Beorath their god. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had shown unto Israel. Amen.
And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem unto the mother's brethren, and communed with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, "Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether it's better
Apostle, I can read.
For you.
I can read it.
No, I got it. I got it. Whether it is better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh." And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Balaam-Beorath, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. And he went unto the father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, and he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem gathered together in all the house of Milo, and went and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice and cried and said unto them, "Hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. The trees went anoint a king over them." And they said unto the olive tree, "Reign though over us. But the olive tree said unto them, should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees. And the tree said unto the fig tree, come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said the trees unto the vine, come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, should I leave my wine, which cherish God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said all the trees unto the bramble, come thou and reign over us. And the bramble said unto the trees, if in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now, therefore, if ye have done truly and sincerely, in that ye have made Abimelech king, and if ye have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hand, for my father fought for you, and adventured his life far, and delivered you out of the land of Midian, and ye are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. If ye then truly and sincerely with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out of out front Abimelech, and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Milo, and devour Abimelech. And Jotham ran away and fled and went to Beer and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech, his brother. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the cruelty done to 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech, their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in killing his brother. And the men of Shechem set liars in wait for him in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them, and it was told Abimelech. And Gala, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And they went out into the fields and gathered their vineyards and tried their grapes and made merry, and went into the house of their God, and did eat and drink, and cursed Abimelech and Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, who is Abimelech, and who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Is not he the son of Jerubbaal and Zebul, his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem. For why should we serve him? And would to God this people were under my hand, then would I remove Abimelech. And he said to Abimelech, increase thine army and come out. And when Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled, and he sent messengers unto Abimelech privily, saying, behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brother be come to Shechem, and behold, they fortified the city against thee. Now, therefore, up by night, thou and the people that is with thee, and lie in wait in the field. And it shall be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, thou shalt rise early and set upon the city. And behold, when he and the people that is with him come out against thee, then mayest thou do to them as thou shalt find occasion. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, went out and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him from lying in wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zubal, behold, there come people down from the top of the mountain. And Zabal said unto him, thou seest the shadows of the mountains as if they were men. And Gaal spake again and said, see, there come people down by the middle of the land, and another company come along by the plain of Meonim. Then said Zebul unto him, Where is now thy mouth wherewith thou saidest, who is Abimelech, that we should serve him? Is not this the people that thou hast despised? Go out, I pray now, and fight with them. And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him. And many were overthrown and wounded, even unto the entering of the gate. And Abimelech dwelt a Ruma, and Zubal thrust out Gaal and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem. And it came to pass the morrow that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. And he took the people and divided them into three companies and laid wait in the field and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city. And he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward, and that was with him rushed forward and stood in the entering of the gate of the city, and the two other companies ran up on all the people that were in the field and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day, and he took the city and slew the people that was therein, and beat down the city and sold it with salt. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into a hole of the house of the god of Beeri. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech got him up to Mount Zelmore, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bar from the trees, and took it and laid it on his shoulder, and said unto the people that were with him, what ye have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done. And all the people likewise cut every man his bar and followed Abimelech and put them to the hole and set the hole on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. And went Abimelech to the Baz and encamped against the Baz and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city. There they fled all the men and women and all they of the city and shed it to them and got them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came unto the tower and fought against it and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn certain woman, cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man, his armor bearer, and said unto him, draw thy sword and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew him. And his young men thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man unto his place. Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father, and slain his 70 brothers. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render unto their head. And upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Zerubbabel. Amen.
Chapter 10. And after Abimelech there arose to defend Israel, Tola the son of Pua, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, and he dwelt in Shamar and Mount Ephraim, and he judged Israel 23 years and died, and was buried in Shamar. And after he arose, after him arose Jair, a Gileadite, the judge, and judged Israel 22 years, and he had 30 sons that rode on 30 ass colts, and they had 30 cities and were called Havoth Jair until this day, which are in the land of Galilee. And Jair died and was buried in Canaan. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Baalim and Ashtaroth and the gods of Syria and the gods of Zidon and the gods of Moab and the gods of the children of Ammon and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord and served not him. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years. All the children of Israel that were on the other side Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Galilee. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Judah and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore depressed. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, we have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam. And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon and from Philistines, the Zidianites also, and Amalekites and the Moabites did oppress you, and you cried to me, and I deliver you out of their hands. Yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, we have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Galilee. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the people and princes of Galilee said, one to another, what man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to get ready to answer these questions and talk about this stuff a little bit. In chapter 8, why was the tribe of Ephraim upset with Gideon? It's somewhere between verse 1 and 3, and I will read it. Anyway, they was upset, and I'm going to read it, though. They were upset because they had not been called earlier to the battle. And the men of Ephraim said unto him, why hast thou served us? Why hast thou served us thus that thou callest us not when thou wentest to fight with the Midianites? And they did chide with him sharply. And I'm going to read 2 and 3. And he said unto them, what have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abizor? God has delivered into your hands the prince of Midian, Oreb, and Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison of you? Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. I guess they were talking to Gideon here. But I got between 1 and 3. And Gideon came to Jordan. But they was, what they were saying was, why you hadn't called us earlier to the battle? That's what they were saying to Gideon. So what did Gideon make with some of that plunder from the Midianites? What did he make?
The golden earring that was a.
He made an ephod.
Yeah. He made an ephod. He took the golden earring and made an ephod.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, verse
number
27.
B. Yeah. What did the people end up doing with this ephod?
He put it in his city in Ophrah.
Mm-hmm. He put it there, but what did the people begin to do?
They, I guess, idling after it, or is that what the whoring after it meant? They were,
yep.
It became a snare. I guess
they
wanted to take it.
They were worshiping it. They was worshiping it.
Oh, okay.
They began to worship it instead of God.
Mm-hmm.
So they started worshiping it. How many sons did Gideon have before his death?
70.
Verse number 30.
Mm-hmm. 70 sons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 9. Chapter 9, I mean, y'all. What did Abimelech do to his brothers?
He killed his brothers. Yeah.
Yeah. That's verse number 5 in chapter 9. Who escaped from Abimelech's hand?
The youngest son.
Jotham.
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 Jotham, youngest son, yeah.
What did Jotham predict against Abimelech?
That fire would come forth.
Mm-hmm.
From Abimelech.
Verse
fire with them.
That he was,
verse
he
20.
Was guilty. That he got with.
It's verse 20.
Bring judgment on. Yeah, but he was guilty.
Okay. What he did, he predicted, it's verse 20 though, but he predicted Abimelech would turn against the people of Shechem and Beth Malor. Who was the first person to turn on Abimelech?
The men of Shechem? I guess.
Jotham?
It's verse 26-28.
Oh, Gael. The son of Ebed.
Yeah. Who killed
the right,
people
so they
of Shechem?
Why serve them?
Yep. Who killed the people of Shechem? And Beth Malor.
And Abimelech defeated the rebellion of the men of Shechem.
Mm-hmm. Verse 49. And all the people likewise cast down every man his bow and followed Abimelech and put them to the hole and set the hole on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died, also about 1,000 men and women. Okay. Number 6, how was Abimelech killed?
The woman dropped a millstone on his head.
Sure did, and crushed his
verse
skull.
But then his armor bearer actually
he did the killing.
Killed him with the sword because he didn't want
to
die from the hand of a woman.
Right, 53 and 54. Mm-hmm. Amen. Number chapter 10. What nation came against Israel at this time? It's verse number 9.
Ammon.
Mm-hmm. The nation of Ammon. This was, I really enjoyed reading it tonight. Because I had read it and studied it a little bit earlier, but I got more out of it when I read it tonight about, especially, and it was the largest chapter, but it was the best chapter to me. Because it explained a whole lot more. How would Abimelech kill all of his brothers? Kill all of me. These were his brothers. I don't know. And then Jotham, if he hadn't hid, he would have killed him too. He was the baby. He would have killed him too. But then he pronounced a curse on them. On him, his brother. And you know how sibling rivalry is. But these guys might have been siblings, half sisters and brothers, or by this woman, by that woman, because no one woman had that many kids. He probably had about 25 wives to have that many kids,
yep.
30 wives. You know, and that's back them days. That's what would happen back then. They would have concubines and all kind of wives and stuff like that, and they ended up with all them children. Mm-hmm. And so this boy killed all his brothers, and then they killed some more of them, didn't they? Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, how can you do that? I just don't know. That's something. But when God got tired, God had let a spirit loose. Mm-hmm. He let a spirit loose, an evil spirit, to turn some of them against the other like that, and got Abimelech, because Abimelech was killing everybody. He was running wild. So do everybody understand this? Do you have any questions or comments on this? We got 10 minutes. I mean, it was good to me. I really, like I said, I enjoy reading what I read, and I have no problem with it. I really enjoyed it. So I'm not going to sit up here and just talk because my throat. But this is what I wanted. Did everybody get 800 number?
How will we know we got one?
It'll probably come to your email. It's in your email.
I got it.
Ray got it. Carlin got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Anybody else get an 800 number?
I'm looking.
When was it sent?
I don't know when it was sent, honey. Someone was just telling me that they got it. Y'all, we all get it right.
I think day before yesterday I got mine.
I
believe I got mine yesterday. Today. It'll say grasshoppers.
Yeah, it's going to say grasshopper. That's what I said it to.
I'm
just trying to look at.
Anyway, when you get them, when y'all get them, you got it. When y'all get them, these numbers are not to use for personal stuff. These numbers are for the ministry only. For the ministry only. They're not to be used for personal stuff. Just for the ministry. We're going to have calls coming to those numbers. That's what we're going to have.
Okay.
And, I can't hear you.
I was just trying to ask, you know, to get some kind of clarity on how to log in. Will it give you the specifics on how to log in, or?
I'm sure it will. I have to find out. I don't have an 800 number. I gave them to y'all.
Okay. Okay.
But I'll find out.
No. I mean, I just didn't know if you knew. That's all.
I don't know. I have to look back at it. I think you have to download the.
It's going to give us step by step, and it's just basically telling us how to configure the account, your account. So it's going to give us step by step.
Okay. So when people call, I just want to know, you know, but I gave the church's number. So once they call the church's number, I guess the ministry's number, it'll go to one of y'all. Cause I'm gonna put some kind of a voicemail or something on there saying if they call me going to go to here. This is the number you need to dial, and I'm going to give them the church number. The name should be, it should have something about Grasshopper on there, and that's how you know if you got it or not. Grasshopper. Grasshopper is what you should search for. I put about 7 or 8 people's numbers down and names. Okay. And therefore, because everybody can't answer at the same time, everybody can't take the calls. So you all know when you can answer, you know, so you just answer. Because I'm telling you, if you can't answer at that time, you'll probably say this or either go to another person. When you can't get this one, you go, I talked to somebody in the morning. I talked to somebody this morning, but I will call and talk to somebody in the morning and see how we can, when they can't get a person on 1-800 number, will it go to another? And like that, that's the way I want it set up. So, you know, it won't, the call won't be lost. Somebody will get it. Because I had some calls yesterday and the day before that I just really didn't want to have. You know, they slowed me down. So today I didn't have that many calls, and I got the in-time men and women of War Bank account open. I almost got PayPal done. I got the Grasshopper done. And I got a lot of things done today because I didn't have a whole lot. I didn't do a whole lot of other things for other people. And I wasn't on that phone. I was not on that phone, you know. So I got a lot of things done today for the ministry. So we going, I just like tomorrow I got to go take pictures of the storage so they can go on the website. I got to give him the PayPal account link so people can just go directly on the link. And it'll go into the End Time Men and Women of War thing. And a couple of more things I got to do for him so he can be almost done. Oh, I got to get the chaplain's application and send it to him and something about the ministry school, the chaplain. So I got about 4 more things to do for the website, and that's going to be it for that. It'll be up and running. Mm-hmm. So he's putting all of the videos on the website. He put all of our pictures at the affirmation on the website. He's doing a whole lot of stuff like that. So, and it really looked good to what I've seen of it already. So
what do we say when we answer?
You know what? If I was going to say the End Time Men and Women of War, but I'm going to say, you can say that or you can say the prayer room, because the prayer room is a ministry. And
so,
see, it's a 24/7.
So
okay,
basically,
huh?
when somebody calling in, they're calling in for certain things or different things or whatever. So if everybody got a line, and like, say, for instance, they call, let's just say, Lakelia Sattler, and she answered with End Time Men and Women of War, but they called her to talk to her. So what, you know what I'm saying? Like, should we just say our name since they got to choose our name to let them further know that they are talking to us? You get what I'm saying?
No, they didn't know who you. Huh?
Because I think
it'll be a name up there. Yeah, I think it'll be a name up there. But the thing is, they calling there for prayer because it's a 24/7 prayer line.
So would each prayer line come on at a certain time, or?
I believe this is the way I believe it's set up. Once they call one. And I think I put a greeting on, and I know I put some music on hold music. Once they call one, and it don't, and nobody answer, it go to another. Like that, I hope it's like that. Or people can ask really for extensions. I got to get that together. That's why I got to call them tomorrow, because, you know, I don't. You don't never know what time you can be on there. It's no set time. You don't. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna know a set time to be on there, because you may have to do something. You may have to run to the store. You may have to do this. You may have to do that. But when you have time to be on for 3 or 4 hours, you can just open your phone up to it. If somebody calls, fine. If they don't, still fine. You know, but just be available to them. Because people be calling me. They be calling, and I can send them right onto the 800 number. I'm going to have a voicemail.
So when someone calls in, like, for prayer, are they going to ask for an extension, or are we going to have, like, you know, between all of us have set times, like, when we'll be available for the 24-hour period?
Well, I was hoping that, but I don't, everybody can choose a time, I guess, that they can be on. Because, and then change from day to day. You see what I'm saying? Because people have other stuff to do. This is a 24-hour line, and it's every 7 days a week. So, I mean, you can say, well, I take it Tuesday from 8 to 5 or from 4 to 6 or 4 to 7, and you may have to run out or do something like that. But every day, you may be, not be able to do it every day. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know how I'm going to do this. I would love that to happen, but everybody's not going to be able to keep the time that they say, because, you know, change
so,
every day.
Yeah. I'm trying to refer back to this email. I did try to sign in, but at the bottom it says sign in now to configure your account. But it's basically like I'm signing into your account. It's like I'm changing your account because it's saying change email password. So I'm not sure if that's how
I'm
going to
call them tomorrow.
In.
Just let me call them tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'm not going to
sign in
tomorrow. I just while you was on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Just let me call them tomorrow and see what's going on and how I sign in, because these people know we have 6 or 7 or 8, 7 people, and they know they can't do, you know, we need to know how, and each one of y'all need to know how to sign in. So,
and then from what I'm reading, it said to choose your extension. So we get to choose the extension,
okay.
Record the
voicemail
reading, set up your call forwarding schedule, add your email address to get voicemail notifications. So I don't know if it's with every line or one greeting is with every line, so you probably need to.
I'm going to talk to them about it, because all of that, this is just for the end time men and women war are. The prayer room is not for Deborah Dean. This is Deborah Dean. Good afternoon. This is Deborah Dean, or whatever. This is the, we got to stay with the ministry stuff. You can say your name if you like, but this is for the prayer room. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the prayer room ministry. May I help you? How can I help you? How can I pray for you?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, like that.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. We don't want this to go for our own stuff. We trying to teach this for this ministry, because we have to pay this bill to this thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want people just using this, you know. Just using it like that, because people will, you know. So I want people to come on there, and I want y'all to pray, minister, however. All the time, you may not have to pray for them, but you may have to, y'all know, minister to them, encourage them, whatever you have to do. as a young man. He been calling me, but he can call this line now because it's almost done. It's almost done. You all can minister to him as well. And other women and stuff been calling me. This can go to you all because I got to write grants and do a whole lot of other things, proposals, and do my grants and stuff, get this stuff on the road. And, I mean, I don't mind praying for people. Don't get me wrong. I don't. But I just need a little time right now. And it's going to be more and more people coming. It's going to be more and more. I'm just telling you right now. So if you can help them, help them. Any more questions? Okay, we're going to close out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I heard, was that Prophetess Mimi said something about the emails? So should we have emails with the End Time Men or the prayer room? Well, End Time Men and Women Awards, so we'll all have the same email, and it'll go specifically towards our email for that, or just use our personal email or make up a personal email.
No personal email. Nothing personal about this, 800.
Not,
everything
okay.
is business. Everything
so,
business.
Well, I
but
mean, like, do we make our own email up, or are we going to have an email for End Time and Women of War with our own names?
We have one.
Or
we have an End Time Men. We have an End Time Men and Women of War email address.
Well,
we everybody can use
this,
it.
Sam, one for each one
like
of us. You saying
right.
Like
instead of our personal email,
right?
Because our personal email is on here now. What you sent it to was our personal email,
right?
So what she's saying is, I'm.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
We need. Are we gonna have our own End Time Men and Women of War email?
I guess so. I'm going to ask them. Let me talk to them tomorrow. Let me call them and talk to them tomorrow. And then we need to schedule a leadership meeting anyway so we'll know what's what and what's going on. I did wrong tonight by stopping and trying to, you know, say all this, but I didn't have another time. So, yeah. I'll call them first thing in the morning and we'll get some information, especially about the extension and about the email address and how, you know, just how it works, the steps and stuff. And I guess like Prophetess McKinney say, it'll tell you step by step, but I want them to tell me. Mm-hmm. I want them to tell me. So I will let you all know tomorrow, some kind of way. I'm going to talk to them tomorrow because we need to, I mean, today was a good day. I didn't have to really do a whole lot in prayer. And I love to pray. Y'all know I love to pray. But like I said, I need to get the ministry in line with what God is telling me to do. So the only way I'm going to do that is if I have some help. With the prayer lines and things. So I need to get that. That's why I got these 800 numbers and people from Africa, Haiti, Haitians, and all of them, they're going to be calling because it's a global ministry. And, you know, if even Minister Joshua say he has some Indian friends that need ministry too, and they probably speak, you know, we can understand them, but, you know, and they may get a chance to call in and stuff. I'm sure they will because they're going to get some of this furniture. So they're going to be wanting to call and get prayer and stuff like that. So, yeah, we need the 800 numbers.
So,
okay.
So do we all have the same 800 number or we have different 800 numbers?
It's different numbers. It's different numbers.
Oh, okay. So, okay, so because your extension, so I guess your extension, because you have other things that you're you're doing in the ministry. So, like, if they want to ask, you know, give a donation, or they want to inquire about the furniture or inquire about benevolence offerings, would that be?
Well, it's a link going to be on the website. You can just tell them to go to the website. It's a link will be on the website for them to donate, even about the furniture. Mm-hmm. Even about the furniture
will be on the website.
It's going to be on the website and the Cash App on the website and the PayPal will be on there after tomorrow. It'll be on the website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I got in the morning. That's the first thing. By the grace of God, after I get up and get myself together, I form my PayPal. Because by that time, I have my routing number, my account number. I do my PayPal, and I go hit on the center of Minister Joshua that, and about the chaplaincy in the application. He's going to put that, make it a link and put it on there where you can fill the application out right on the online and everything. And then you make your donations, because I didn't know people been donating to the Cash App for the ministry. I had never looked at it. I looked at it yesterday. So right now, the Cash App is going to the life support ministry. It's not going into the end time men and women of war. And it doesn't really matter, because we have life support, the end time men and women of war, and the prayer room ministry. So it doesn't really make a difference, but I want life support to have its own bank account. So that's why I did that today. But they've been sowing into life support. Some of the women on the morning times on the live broadcast.
Amen.
So, I thank and praise God for y'all. Just let us keep praying, because it's a lot more coming. Know that it's a lot of more coming. Two or three people have prophesied and then confirmed it to me just this week, this week.
Amen.
Okay. So anyway, I'm getting ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the word tonight, God. We thank you, God, for opening up our understanding, God. We thank you for all that we learned and you made it clear for us to understand in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to keep them and their families covered. In the name of Jesus, bless them with the blessing they stand in need of, God. Father, thank you for getting things in order, getting things lined up like you want them to be lined up in the name of Jesus. I just thank and praise you. I give you glory. I magnify you today. We ask and we thank you and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. I'm dismissed. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night. I'll be right back on there in the morning. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you.